I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hello, welcome to Can We Help You, your non-professional advice podcast. I am Sasha.
What's happening?
You sound so bored.
Oh, I'm very not good today. I'm not good. I tried to hang last night. I tried to hang and I learnt something.
What do you mean? You tried to hang?
I can't hang anymore.
Who did you try to? What? Just with people in general?
Hang on. Let me finish the intro.
Okay.
Where was I up to? Oh, I've said all the main things. I'm Sasha.
I'm Jax.
I'm Franco.
And you can send us your questions whenever you like, and we will ask, can we help you with that? You can send it to canwehelpyoupodcast.com or hit us up on socials at canwehelpyoupodcast. Now, I went out for dinner last night. Wild night on the town. The opposite. I didn't want it to be a wild night on the town. I just wanted to go out and have a nice dinner with my friend. And she came wanting to go out on the town. She's like, where are we going after this? And I was like, oh, fuck, home?
Yeah.
She's a mum of three as well, keep in mind. She can hang.
Okay.
We're in Newtown.
Goodness.
Okay. Yeah.
Mums of three need that sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
We're in – yeah, she called me 45 minutes before we were due to meet and went, I'm here. And I went, mm-hmm. I'm walking out my front door. I'll be there in half an hour.
The babysitter's booked, mate. You got to –
exactly. If you're booking a babysitter, you better make use of it.
She was like, I'm out. I couldn't spend another second in that house. I was like, okay, fair. Anyway, so in my mind, we were going to have dinner and have a few drinks, maybe go to a bar afterwards. Mm-hmm. I was going to be home by 11 o'clock.
Yep.
Anyway – and she turned to me and we're in the middle of dinner and she's like, we're doing it tonight. Like, we're getting lit. And I was like, no, like, I've been at work. Like, I'm tired. Like, I just want to have a really nice dinner and a couple of drinks and then head home. Happy to get a buzz on, but I wasn't going out. Also, we're in Newtown. Now, if you're a Sydney sider, Newtown is kind of like the new CBD. All the young kids go to Newtown to the big bars.
All the cool bars there.
Yeah. So there's Newtown has great food. So we were at a really like a great well-known restaurant in Newtown and it was like a crowd my age predominantly, late 20s, early 30s, couple of older folks as well, everyone having, you know, a few drinks and enjoying the evening. But then there's the bars and that's where all
– Newtown always felt a bit like Brunswick Street to me.
Yeah, but probably not quite as grungy. In the early days it was a bit grungier. I think it's a little bit gentrified
now. Yeah, it's just becoming, a bit gentrified. Everyone there has a bit more money than they used to and it's just full of bars and restaurants because that's kind of all people do.
Which is all I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to a restaurant, go to a bar and go home. I didn't get home till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Good on you. Good job. I'm proud of
you. No, I regret it. I that's, well, this is what I mean. I can't hang anymore. I will. When I was, we were out and we were at Marley Bar, which is young person central.
Yeah. Very popular place.
We crashed a graduation party.
Oh my God. High school or uni?
I don't know. I believe potentially high school. The kids.
I love this. And I love this.
When I say crashed, so there was an upstairs area. And we just started walking up. We're like, let's go see what's up here. And we saw on the sign, it said, oh, Josh, whatever, graduation party. And we're like, oh, let's go in, whatever. And I went, in my head, I thought, I wonder if we stand out enough to not look like high school graduates. Like, I wonder if people are going to notice or whether we're just going to blend in.
I wonder.
I don't think I look that old.
Mate, you are a good 12 years older than them.
I know, but I still just think, I'm like, do people think I look 30?
Yeah, you might pass as like a cool aunt or something, but if there's no grown-ups there, no, then yeah, kids. Maybe not.
And we're standing in line at the bar and literally we'd been in line for like a second and this guy comes up to us and goes, so what are you guys studying at uni? And I went...
He was trying to put it on you.
Yeah.
He knew you were older.
What do you mean? He's like, what are you studying? This is a graduation party, so just assumed you'd be going into uni next year. And we were just like, I was like, we're teachers. And then we left. Anyway, so, you know, we were at the bar and it was fun for a while. And then I kind of looked at me as the crowd began to build and I'm like, oh my God, everyone here is 21 or under. We met so many girls and they're like, it's my 21st birthday. And I was like, oh my God, get me out of here. So we decided to leave. And this is one of my friends. My friend is one of the type of people who's like, stay for one more. Go back to her place at one. I was like, I'm staying for half an hour and then I'm going to go home. Gets half an hour later. Stay for one more. Oh, fine. You know, half an hour later after that, stay for one more. Till it gets to 4 o'clock. And I'm like, I have got to freaking go home. You know, get
home.
Kids
are going
to
be up soon.
Well, you know what? Because she's like, you don't have kids. You've got nothing to worry about. I'm like, I've got to do shit tomorrow. The dog's going to wake me up at 7 o'clock and want to go for a walk. Sorry, he's sitting right next to me. If I say the W word, if I'm a bit freaked out.
Don't say the word.
You know, I've got to record my podcast at 11. Like, I'm going out tomorrow night as well. That's the other thing. I'm backing up tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good on you.
And she's like, you don't have kids. Anyway, I went to message her. And I'm going to do it again right this second. Jess has notifications silenced, which means that she's enjoying a luxurious sleep in right now. And she was the one being like, oh, you're not the one who's going to have to get up early tomorrow and blah, blah, blah. I've already been up and walked my dog.
Somehow negotiated a deal where she has the morning off from the kids.
Yep. The dad's looking after the kids. And
no wonder she wanted to stay out.
So anyway, the moral of the story is I regret every minute after 1:30 that I stayed out. I would have been happy if I got home at 1:30. Oh, yeah. That would have been fine.
Nothing good happens after 1.
I think nothing good happens after midnight. I know people have said that for a long time, but I think after midnight hits...
It used to be 2 a.m. and it does work its way back as you get older.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? I wish I could party till 4 a.m. Sometimes I wish that I could just relive my youth again and party till 4 a.m.
I wish I could.
Just like go wake do up the it next and then day. Feel like me the next day.
No, see, that's the thing. I can't. No. I had a Mai Tai the other night. I made myself a Mai Tai. I thought, oh, you know what? It's a Saturday night. I'm going to make myself a Mai Tai. I made a bit too much. So I poured it into a bigger glass than I normally would. And I was like, by the end of that Mai Tai, I was like, I think I'm fucking wasted. And then the next morning, I was like, Jesus Christ. So I'm too old for that now.
I've realized lately that if I go out and have any more than 3 beers, like literally if I have 4 beers on a night out, then the next morning is a complete write-off for me. And that did not used to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm quite happy. I used to be a stayer, like... I used to love staying. Getting home at 4. Like that was normal. And I didn't enjoy it. Like I didn't particularly enjoy it the next day, but at the time it's a great idea. But last night it was at the time and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. I'm too old for this. And yeah, I literally got 2 hours sleep. So when you hear me in the intro going, it's because I've had 2 hours sleep and I'm just dreaming about when I can hang up this call with you lot and I can go back to bed because I'm so tired.
I think the thing, and, you know, reflecting back on, you know, the parties that I've been to and had and nights out and stuff like that, it really does hit. There's like a point in the night that it hits, and it's usually between about 1:30 and 2:45, and that's about the time when probably half to three quarters of the people get an Uber home. And if you stay after that, it becomes, I feel like it makes the night disappointing because then there's like only a couple of you left.
And you're trying to keep it going.
Everyone's drunk all their alcohol. You try and keep it going. And then it never gets back there. And you just end up having a bit of a shit time. And then you don't get any sleep. Yeah. You end up home too late. And then you're like, the problem is you get FOMO and you're like, I'm going to stay. Otherwise, I'm going to miss out. But it's like, no, it's the opposite. Prolonging the shitness. If you just went, you would have had a great night, you would have left on a high and you would have gotten some sleep and you'd been like, see you later.
And it makes sense. Like when you're younger and you haven't been to many parties, the night just keeps getting better and better and better. And you think if you stay out longer, it's just going to keep getting better and better. It doesn't work like that though. And we know because we're seasoned veterans in this industry that there is a point and it's around sometime between 1 and 2 where absolutely nothing you do will make things better. And you better just cut your losses and go to bed.
Because you know the other thing is too, when you're older, you go out, like you go out for dinner. Your night starts at 7. When you're young, you leave the house at like 10. And your 4 a.m. is kind of like a 1 a.m. really.
Well, I did the thing last night when I went to this bar. So our dinner res was like 7:45. So it was a later dinner.
Yeah.
And I reckon we were at the bar at like 9:30 maybe.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, it's not that busy. Because the last time I went to Marley Bar, it was wall-to-wall people and you couldn't move. And I was like, I don't want to go in there. It's going to be shit. It's going to be full of people. Like, let's find somewhere a bit quieter. But we walked in. I'm like, oh, there's no one here. Like, it's 9:30 at night. I'm like, where are all the people, guys? It's late. Where's everyone out to have a good night?
They're all still at pre-drinks.
Yeah.
They're all at their houses.
And sure enough, come 1:30 when I finally it was maybe 12 when we left. There was a line outside, so we left just as the party was starting. Anyway, so the moral of my story is I will now be a solid midnight goer. I'm not
a smoke bomber. Sometimes you've got to be a smoke bomber.
But you can't smoke bomb when it's you and one person. I can't just leave the mum of three alone at Marley Bar.
You could say, oh, I've just got to go to the bathroom and then just sneak out.
It might jeopardise the friendship a little bit.
Yeah. So, but the worst thing was I was like looking at my watch because like I did want to go at 12. Like I was done at 12 and I was looking at my watch. She's like, stop looking at your watch. I'm like, but I want to go home. And then she filmed me and she's like, I want you to say on camera what time you want to leave. And I was like, 1:30. And she conveniently forgot about that footage when she was urging me to stay at 3 and 3:30. And she was still trying to get me to stay at 4. I'm like, no, I'm fucking going. I'm done.
The sun's almost up. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was horrific. Oh, God. And then I got home and I'm like, I had a quick shower and I was like, quickly get into bed before the sun starts peeking. And we get the sun in the morning in our bedroom. And I was lying there for a while and I was like, oh, I need to pee. Took my eye mask off and I'm like, oh, my God, the light's coming in. I was like, no. Like, it's like, I never liked that feeling ever. I was never one of those people like, woo, coming home with the sun. I was always like, quickly get home before the sun comes up and shut your eyes so that you don't see the sun. Yeah, nah. I just fucking, oh, my God, I hate it. I have so much regret. So, yeah, sorry I'm not on my game today, guys. I'm a 30-year-old woman who stayed out till 4 a.m.
That's all right. That's all right. Franco and I will carry the show, as always.
It fills me with hope. Like, I love just every now and then going out until 4 a.m. I hope I never stop going out until 4 a.m. I don't want to do it every weekend, definitely not. And I don't want to do it that often, but I like the little party animal inside me that just comes out every now and then. I'm glad you've still got that party animal inside you.
I reckon that might be my last. That might be the last time I ever stay out that late.
I'm never drinking again. That's what that sounds like.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, before we get to a question, I got a little, I got a message through the week from a Ronnie who messaged us with a question a couple of weeks ago. We did their question, Ronnie.
Did they let us know how they got? How they went?
They let us know how they've gone. How they're gone. Going?
That's great. Thank you, Ronnie.
Yeah.
So the question was the Ronnie who had just gotten divorced and who had a boyfriend and was wondering whether or not to chase after the person who was the reason they got divorced in the first place, who would come back into their life. Tonight, we both shot our shot, and I want to know if I should pursue it. I've been with my current boyfriend for a few months, but he lives in another state. Should I pursue the person that I've reconnected with, or should I stick with my current boyfriend?
Ronnie, if you're kind of going, oh, I really see this going somewhere, then, you know, maybe it's something you want to think a bit harder about. But if you're already being distracted by someone else and you're in a 3-month relationship, well, I think then you probably have your answer.
If the old flame is local, maybe you could keep both on the go for a little while.
That's always messy.
I'm just saying, they're in a different state. They're obviously doing some kind of long distance. And you've got your local flame. You know, just maybe you could keep each one of them strung along for a little bit till you figure it out.
No, that's mean. You can't do that. If you're going to pursue the old flame, you need to dump the current flame for sure.
Ronnie, I think that you should leave your current partner. I don't care what you do with the old flame, but it sounds like you're not really into them.
Yes, I remember that one. Yep.
Ronnie has gotten back in touch with us and said, update on my odd situation. The guy that I was seeing is no more. I let him down gently and told him I recognised I had unresolved feelings for someone else. He took it relatively well and we're cultivating a friendship since we both get along pretty well.
Oh, that's nice.
My ex-husband, we're now officially divorced but we still live together. Yes, I know the gay world is hard for me to understand too.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack there, but carry on.
Meanwhile, I've continued to chat with Old Flame and we actually had our first date to a theme park during Halloween. We're planning to see each other as often as we can, but he lives in Vancouver. That is going to be tricky. Anyway, he's coming to LA and we're seeing S Club together. S Club's coming to LA?
You'll see Jax there.
Just wanted to say thank you for the advice. I feel better and much more validated about where I'm headed to.
Aww.
At the moment, I'm enjoying being single, but we'll continue seeing if anything happens with Mr. Vancouver.
Ronnie, thank you for letting us know how you went.
I don't know if I like knowing that this podcast has real world effects. I come here every week and I talk shit and I don't like people like basing their life decisions on it.
We are talking to people, Franco. Don't ever forget it.
I feel like we give good advice. And if our advice is ever bad, then and none of this is professional advice and you shouldn't take what we say seriously. And please don't sue us for something that we said on the podcast.
Entertainment purposes only.
Yes, correct. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the update, Ronnie. And yeah, I'll see you at S Club.
We definitely will.
Okay, moving right along, we do have a question from Ronnie, a different Ronnie, not the same Ronnie, different Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie.
And this Ronnie, I thought we'd get into the season a little bit. Ronnie's written, hey guys, I'm having a lot of anxiety leading up to Christmas. I usually love buying people gifts, but this year money's really tight. There's about 8 people that I usually buy for. My budget's usually $50 to $80 a person, which doesn't seem to get me very far these days. $50 to $80 a person, that's a lot for 8. The budget is still going to stretch me, but I don't want to disappoint anyone with their gifts. Every year, I also do a lot of Christmas baking for work colleagues, family, and friends. I've been banking my Woolies Rewards dollars to help with the cost of ingredients. Should I explain to everyone how tight money is at the moment, or is it just a general understanding these days that the cost of living is really hard? Any suggestions? I'm starting to get on the Christmas bus now to try and spread out the spending. To try and spread out the spending so that it doesn't all come at once. Thanks for any help.
Ronnie, I think a lot of people are going to be in this position this year and probably were a bit last year as well. And next year is probably, you know, cost of living is no joke. So you're definitely not alone. Look, I think, you know, I hate to be this person, but the whole point of Christmas is spending time with people you love and showing them that you care, whether that is giving them a box of home-baked cookies, whether that's buying them a gift, whether that's having them around to your home and having Christmas lunch with them. I don't think you need to explain, you know, oh, I'm sorry the present's not as good this year. Like, you know, if it's your mum, like I've done that with mum in years before, I've gone, oh, you know, I would have liked to have gotten you more. But, you know, budget's tight. Mum's like, don't even be silly. Don't buy me a present. I'm like, well, of course I'm going to have to buy you a present.
Yeah, I'd love to see what your mum says when you don't buy her a present one year. She'd be like, oh, oh, okay.
Oh,
you'd be like, you told me not to buy you a present.
But, yeah, Ronnie, you don't need to explain. Shop within your means. Buy something that's meaningful or thoughtful or, like, you know, even if it's something small but you know that person has wanted it for a long time or it's really going to help them with X, Y, or Z, you know, it's the thought that counts and you shouldn't put pressure on yourself to have to, like, impress people with your gifts. However, I do know the feeling. I really like buying gifts for people and I know that feeling of being excited to get something that's, like, really cool or, like, you know, something that's slightly extravagant or whatever. But, you know, times are tough, man. Do what's within your means. And maybe you bake a few more extra cookies and you give a smaller gift plus the cookies.
Oh, so that's a good idea.
I'd be stoked. If I got like a book and a box of cookies for Christmas, I'd be fucking over the moon.
If it's a good cookie. Yeah. Like, I mean, if it's a shit cookie, I'd be like, eh. But if it's a good cookie, then...
If you know what you're doing, then any kind of handmade gift honestly means a lot more. That might just be me, but yeah,
no,
if you,
I agree.
If you can cook something amazing.
I think it depends on the gift. If you're giving me like a little like handmade carved statue of a bird, I mean,
oh no, I'd love
lovely,
that.
But that's not for me.
Yeah, but if it was a really really good carved statue of a bird and it had like intricate details, I think I would appreciate that. Maybe it's different gift receivers are different, but like I would really like something that someone put a lot of time into more than, you know, just
money.
Bought it off Amazon and wrapped it up.
Look, I think yes, but I think it's the thought that counts. So
there's hours of thought into a bird.
No, but hey, if you know me and if you're friends with me or you're related to me, you know that I'm probably not going to be into a little tiny bird that you carved over 4 days, right? Exactly. So even though that's thoughtful for someone else who might appreciate that more, something that's maybe $15 that I'm going to like think is really cool is maybe more thoughtful, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Obviously, cookies go to anyone. Everyone loves cookies, so you can give a cookie to everyone. I'm just saying, if you're sitting there going, I'm going to carve birds for all the people this Christmas, then, I mean, you might be a bit loony. So, you know, maybe you don't listen to us.
You're so mean. I would love if someone carved me a bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if any of my friends are listening and you know how to spend 4 days on making something, that would honestly be the best gift.
If you carved me a bird out of chocolate, maybe, that'd be good.
The thought that you put into something like that would be amazing. Don't get cookies for your gluten-free or IBS friends.
Not
everyone likes cookies, but yeah, it's a good catch-all gift, I'd say.
Absolutely. Particularly if you can put a cute little ribbon on the box. It always spruces it up a little bit.
Just a little touch of originality and a little touch of, you know, I made this for you goes a long way.
The other thing is, like, Like, you don't have to tell people how much it costs. You know, you don't have to say my budget's tight, but also you don't have to tell people how much it costs. There are some, like, you know, in the middle aisles of Aldi, there's some really cool stuff for super cheap and some good, like, gift hampers and things like that that are just, you know, it could be nice, could be lovely. They might be $15. Doesn't matter. You know
my my timeless advice, get a bottle of wine. A $30 bottle of wine is a nice bottle of wine to drink. Get a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Or a nice bottle of, like, other alcohol.
If they're a wine drinker.
Yeah, look, again, yeah, read your audience. Because, like, you could give me a $400 bottle of wine and I would not know if you got it from Aldi or from the cabinet with the lock on it at Dan Murphy's. I don't know the difference.
I bought my sister last year a loaf tray from Target that was not very expensive. It's a loaf tray. But, you know, she's a student. She lives in Boston. She doesn't, you know, can't make a lot of money because she can't work much. And she uses that thing all the time. I think that's a good present.
Yeah, it's a great gift. Yeah. That's what I mean. It's something thoughtful. Something that you know they, like, really want but maybe just, haven't gotten around to buying for themselves or something that's going to help them with something, you know, like – that's great. It doesn't need to be $100. It can be $20 as, you know, again, it's the whole point of gifts is, you know, giving someone something as a token and, you know, even if it's small, you appreciate that.
Ronnie, if you have the ability to be thoughtful, like really thoughtful with gifts and get everyone something super specific and tailored to them and it's exactly what you think they would need, then that itself is a gift and you should definitely use that. I don't have that ability. I'm more of a bottle of wine kind of person. But yeah, definitely there are some good gift givers and some that are not so much.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that is true. Gift giving is a skill, I reckon.
Definitely. Yeah,
Jess does all of the gift buying in our household and I am so thankful for that.
We have a few people that we sit there every year and we go, fuck, what the fuck are we going to get for this person?
It's always parents.
Mum's easy. Dad is notoriously difficult to buy for.
It's dads. Dads are difficult to buy for.
I've got no idea what to get my dad.
Every year I Google, like, cool gifts for men 2023 and it's like a whiskey glass, a fucking meat thermometer and, like, bloody... You know,
I have literally bought my dad for the last two Christmases a meat thermometer and a whiskey decanter. And
you were reading the list.
I don't know what else there is. I mean, we got him the cool meat thermometer with, like, the Bluetooth thing and everything. Like, once you get that,
that is
the man's
cool.
Got everything.
I know. I'd love to know how much money Bunnings, or if you don't live in Australia, your local hardware store does in gift cards for dads around Christmas time.
I reckon we've bought my father-in-law a Bunnings gift card every year for the last 5 years, easily, probably longer, probably every year since time began.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a real point in my life where I realise that I'm aging into a new bracket is when someone starts buying me Bunnings gift cards.
Absolutely.
Gift cards, yeah.
I started because I never really understood the Bunnings. You know, people, they spend their weekends at Bunnings, right? They're like, I'm going to go up to Bunnings. They spend 8 hours at Bunnings.
Yeah. I've started spending longer every visit. I'm worried.
I'm now going to Ace Hardware, which is our local hardware store, and spending a lot of time there. And I don't really know why, but I'm doing it. And now I feel like I'm old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you've hit that bracket now. Sorry to tell you.
I spent like 10 minutes looking at different nuts and bolts the other week. Like, I know that they come in like different, like, levels and sizes now. Like, that's...
Yeah.
What is happening to us?
I was looking at paint.
Oh, that's fun.
Fasteners. I was looking at fasteners. Like, what do I need to fasten? I don't need to fasten things. But I was looking at them because I might need to fasten things.
And I don't know if this is a thing that comes with age or if it's a man thing or if it's just a me thing. But, like, I've started thinking... Oh, yeah, I could fix that. Like, there's just, like, certain things in my house that, like, I bought a drill and I've actually used it for things and I don't know how I feel about that.
Feel proud. That's anytime you can save money by not having to call out a handyman.
That's true.
That's a tick in my box.
No one taught me how to do this. It's like a primal urge to just drill things.
I agree. Now I'm like, yeah, I could probably fix that. And I'm like, I don't know how to fix it. I'm going to have to YouTube it or something, but I feel like I reckon I can, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, tis the season to be jolly. Ronnie, Merry Christmas. I'm getting in with our first Merry Christmas of the year.
Nice. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Oh, wow. I'm going to hold off for another week.
Fair. You're putting up your tree. Wait, no, didn't you already do it?
Yeah, the tree's up, but two people live in this house, and I am but one of them. So I have to compromise here and there. I will personally not be celebrating Christmas until December 1st, and that's my personal choice.
Oh, Grinch
over here. Even though I live in a house with a very beautiful tree.
Oh, fucking Grinch over here. Well, that's it.
Oh, it's me. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I need to go to bed now. Thank you for listening to Can We Help You? We will be back in a few days. In the meantime, please pay your taxes, your listener taxes, by sending us a question. Head along to the website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com, or if social media is more your inclination, you can hit us up at Can We Help You Podcast.
Yeah, send us Instagram messages. I actually get notifications for those, so I like them when they come through.
Yeah, Instagram's good.
Just say hey. Just think of any kind of non-important question in your life, and we'll help you with that.
Absolutely.
Or TikTok, you can hit us up on TikTok.
I'm not logged into TikTok. Someone should. Yeah, Jax will see your TikTok messages.
All right.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving if you're in America, and speak to you in a few days.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.